Are you looking for your next opportunity in the workforce? Look no further. UPS Jobs Kentucky is now hiring at upsjobsky.com. Right now, we are offering up to $18.50 an hour. You may even be eligible for a program that helps you graduate college completely debt-free and could also include a $325 a month living allowance paid directly to you. Follow us at UPS Jobs Kentucky and apply today at upsjobsky.com.
There's nothing more important than a child's health. That's why Body Armor Sports Drink is proud to partner with Walmart and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, raising funds for 156 children hospitals across the U.S. Children's hospitals are on the front lines when it comes to protecting the health of our future generations. But they are not alone. Please join Body Armor Sports Drink to support the cause. Together, when we change kids' health, we change the future. Go to ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org to donate and learn more. That's ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org.
GE Appliances is hiring full-time for all shifts. Join our manufacturing team and make up to $660 per week. Apply today at MakeItAtThePark.com. Make a difference. Make it at GE Appliance Park.
Head over to the GE Appliances Podcast Center on ESPNLouisville.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Those are the two storylines coming from Greg Stanky. Coming from Greg. You know what? That's a character I would like to make on the show right now, is Greg Stanky.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
One of the interesting things that the commissioner, what's his name, Stanky?
Stanky.
Stanky.
Yes.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
But in the SEC, in Commissioner Stanky's speech today.
Oh, Scotty D knew he said Stanky. That's what I love. In fact, I want that sound raw. In a second. 437-9680. Texas says, I just started listening today. Has Jack replaced Andy on the show yet? Nearly. We had a couple of those today. That's what he does. 437-9680, 5 o'clock hour, presented by Cox's Spirit Shop and Evergreen Liquors, Cox'sLouisville.com. They have the new Evergreen Liquors down there in Nulu. It's a pretty cool spot down there if you're downtown and everything else. They're delivering alcohol right now. That is happening, and they got the best prices. They got all your beer, wine, premium cigars, spirits, everything you may need. Get your bourbon for tonight, this week, and this weekend at Cox's Spirit Shop and Evergreen Liquors, Cox'sLouisville.com. We appreciate them being part of the show. We appreciate John Hale, last segment, being part of the show. We appreciate Pete Fucek earlier today. We'll hear a little bit from him as well.
Jack, but in the SEC.
Oh, boy, here it is.
In Commissioner Stanky's speech today. In Commissioner Stanky's
Oh, Scotty D. Not only Scotty D, are we going to play that sound? Streamble's never going to sign Kellen up for your basketball camp. And if he does, he's going to be kind of douchey and do it the day before and still want you to let his kid hang out.
We do have a week of camp next week. Well, last week is next week. Just go to BellarmineBasketballCamp.com.
Has Streamble reached out to you about going yet?
We do not have a Streamble sighting yet.
Oh, man, that makes me crawl. Makes my skin crawl. By the way, is Josh Heupel talking? Is this live right now? Is this live? Is this re-racked from earlier today? I think it was re-racked from earlier today.
I see you guys.
No, I don't want to hear Heupel. He's boring. I don't give. You know, I don't care. He might be good there, Josh Heupel at Tennessee. He might be good there because he doesn't like the other guys. It's always like drama, or they're like quirky and weird, like Derek Dooley. And Butch Jones was a weirdo. Like, all those guys, right? And then what's-his-name was the meathead. Like, the only, but he just seems like, Heupel just seems like he's, you know, for a football guy, he's rather normal. I might be
Which
wrong.
Is not fun.
Tennessee's fun enough. They usually do something. They usually do something. Do we have any of Issel Pratt saying that at all? What were you able to cut today? Look at you smiling over there as Greg Stanky is taking over the SEC.
One of the interesting things that the commissioner, what's his name, Stanky?
Stanky.
Stanky.
Yes. And I think we can get into Stanky for media day. Concerning the SEC by Stanky. I thought
That's the one.
The most accurate statement that Commissioner Stanky had in that whole litany.
I love that.
I think the NCAA has a big problem. Stanky stepped out.
Pratt's better. Pratt's are all better than Issel's. Every single one of them.
I think the NCAA has a big problem. Stanky stepped out.
Oh, Texter says, come on, Grossman Sports Center. The Reds Birds beat the Bats.
Yeah, the Red Birds beat the Bats.
Well, you're saying Reds Birds.
Did I say Reds Birds?
I don't know. I wasn't listening. I was talking to Nate Huber. I apologize. I wasn't listening. Oh, goodness. He was listening. He's doing live radio. Leave him alone. He's doing live radio.
Buns have to be eaten.
Do you want to do? By the way, Grossman, when's your last meal before you do the hot dog eating contest?
It'll be dinner tonight.
Dinner? So what's dinner tonight? You're on your own again, are you not?
Oh, yeah. So tonight's going to be a fun dinner, actually.
Okay.
Because, it's Louisville Burger Week.
Okay.
So it's $6 burgers.
Okay, at select places that are participating.
So
you get two burgers for $12.
No, I'm not into that. Oh, but the burger I'm getting this time is...
Where are you going?
I'm meeting a couple friends. It's
nice.
A place, I think it's called the Artisan, something like that, somewhere on Shelbyville Road. But
oh, look at you!
But it's a mac and cheese burger.
Oh no!
It's even better. It's regular burger patty with regular mac and cheese.
Okay.
With bacon jam.
Okay.
And then in addition to the regular burger patty,
jam.
There's a fried mac and cheese patty.
Oh, you're damn right. Yeah. Oh, wow. Just to add more insult to it all. It's already the most unhealthy thing you could have. They're like, you know what we need on top of it?
One more
fried patty of mac and cheese. You are so happy right now. Look at you.
So that's going to be my $6 dinner tonight, which I'm excited for. By the way, we got an email from the Bats regarding the contest tomorrow.
Okay, so you have received an email.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, saying that the contest will take place in the center field kind of concourse with the bar they have there. But under rules, we have rules now for it, which is good.
Well, they had to after 2 years ago.
They specifically referenced 2 years ago
cheating
in the email.
By Federley, right?
Yeah, it says under rules. Since ruling on the last winner is under question to this day, here's clarification on scoring. 5 minutes to eat as many hot dogs as possible. You must eat the entire hot dog, bun included.
There you go. I think if you eat 12, that's going to be that's going to be crap. If you eat 10, that's crap. I think I could eat 10.
I am excited and happy that it is 5 minutes instead of 10 minutes. I am.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Well, they don't want to see people. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're trying.
Yeah. 5 minutes like that.
If it's 10 minutes, people like someone's going to vomit.
Yeah.
Like in front, like on, like around their bar area or whatever it may be, somebody is going to vomit, which I have to think is the reason they didn't put it on the field.
I bet they didn't put it on the field because,
guys are getting ready. Right.
Type deal.
Oh, COVID.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, they still don't do like anything on the field.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Texas says, let's see, the Sankey sound has to be a 2 or 3 seed in the sound bracket. It's absolutely amazing. Give them to me one more time. Give me all the Stankies before we move on to other things.
One of the interesting things that the commissioner, what's his name, Stanky?
Stanky.
Stanky.
Yes. And I think we can get into Stanky for media day concerning the SEC by Stanky. I thought...
The most accurate statement that Commissioner Stanky had in that whole litany.
I think the NCAA has a big problem. Stanky stepped out.
I don't know why.
And Commissioner Stanky's...
Scotty D.
I honestly think the Scotty D one's the best one.
Oh, man. I absolutely love that. Texas says, can we get a live stream of our little Butterball Jack in the contest? I may run out. I may stay out there. I may go out there. I got to figure out what we're going to do there. Yeah, we got to figure out. Texter says, will Crean request a jar of bacon jam to go?
No.
I don't know.
I honestly don't even think I've ever had bacon jam.
You probably have.
I probably have.
It's a trendy thing. Yes.
It sounds very good.
Yeah. Now, you need to watch out. Here's what I would do with the bacon jam. See, 5 o'clock hour is always my... We've done so much. We've done 2 hours
of sports talk radio.
Like, literally, go back to the podcast. 2 straight hours of Satterfield expectations, Mark Stoops, and Darian Kennard being cocky. We listened in to Mark Stoops and Lane Kiffin. We've been doing sports talk radio for 2 hours and 2 minutes around here. So give me 3 seconds of a bacon jam discussion. Now, you are an individual that doesn't like hot foods.
Correct.
The bacon jam can be hot sometimes. I would recommend you actually get the bacon jam on the side. That's what I would recommend, but you live your life however you want.
See, I would be the one that would dip the fries in the bacon jam.
I think that
might be the move.
Perfectly fine. Whatever you want to do, I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you, okay? Texas says, did you guys see Trump's boy Tom Brady take a swipe at Biden? Will Ennis cheer for him again? Well, no, he took a swipe at Trump, did he not? Boy, look at you over there, just got nothing for this. You have nothing right now. You've barged in all day, and when I go, now he's sneezing. When I go to the Biden-Trump, who did Tom Brady promote?
Well, I'm sure Brady promoted Trump. Right?
So you didn't see the video of the back and forth? You didn't see any of that?
No, I haven't seen this.
Texas says, is Grossman taking a lady to dinner tonight? No, he's meeting a bunch of buddies.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Do you think if Grossman was going on a date that we would first bring that up at 5:05?
That would be 3:03.
Yeah, we would bring that up at 3:03. Not 5:03. We bring it up at 3:03, especially given that the big subject today is Mark Stoops not wanting to play 9 SEC games. Now, play this Gary Cohen sound on SNY about your chili here. Let's play this sound. All right, so this is a Mets TV announcer, and they're showing how Skyline Chili obviously sold their Great American Ballpark up the road in Cincinnati. They're showing them making Skyline Chili. You know, it's got the beef or whatever. It's got the brown sauce. It's got the onions. It's got the cheese. They're making the entire thing. You know, this is all over the internet. So I don't know who's seen it, who has not seen it. And then we're going to get Jack Grossman's thoughts on this. Go ahead.
This is the local delicacy known as Skyline Chili. The five-way with the spaghetti and the beans and the cheese.
Five-way.
First, the disgusting chili gravy.
What do you put on
the onions? You put some mustard or something?
No.
Wait a second. After the onions comes the cheese, and that's what makes it the five-way. Here we go. It's the cheese. They put like 10 tons of shredded cheese on there, and this is supposed to be food that you actually eat.
Now, does the cheese melt, or is that a...
Ronnie, have you ever had Skyline Chili?
I have not.
I would recommend...
Not having it? Or?
Well, no. You need to try everything once.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Try it once, and then you'll never eat it again.
All right, so what do you think on that? Listen, I don't have a hot take. It doesn't... Here's the problem that Skyline Chili has. It doesn't have the look all the time, right?
No, it does not.
When they're making the wet noodle, and you can... This is the best way I can say it. And then the gravy sauce or whatever... You know, I can understand why someone... Now, I've seen a lot of Cincinnati people say, he's an elitist from New York. He's an elitist. Okay, well, there it is. So where are you at on...
See,
you like
where,
your food, so what do we do here?
I mean, this is where I actually side with the Cincinnati people. I like Skyline Chili, and I'm not afraid to say it. And you can say that it looks gross, that you shouldn't put chili on noodles, whatever the heck you want. But at the end of the day, if you put spaghetti... meat sauce and a mountain of cheese on anything, chances are incredibly high that I am going to like it and like it a lot.
It's the presentation of it.
Yes.
You would say, right?
Yes, I love the fact that you see noodles and a mountain of cheese, and you get to dig into the mountain of cheese, whether it be on top of spaghetti or a hot dog.
We need to go down the radio station. Who likes Skyline?
I know Nick does. I know Process does. Process and I have gone to Skyline Chili together before.
Have you really?
Yes, we have.
You and Process have been together on a mandated Skyline Chili. Which one? The one on Bardstown?
Yeah, the one that's not too far from here.
Really? Yeah. Look at you guys. Do we think Diener likes it? Okay. What about Rummage? What about Maben?
Maben, no. Rummage, maybe.
Okay, I have Rummage, yes, but I also, now that he's moved to Nord EC, I got him being a no.
I think he used to be a yes, but now he's a no.
Transitioning.
I don't know if he's fully gone to that side yet, but he will eventually get there.
Oh, I think he has. Don't think Rummage has went full East End?
No, he has, but okay. I'm talking about specifically on the Skyline Chili.
Okay. Okay. I'll roll with you there. I'll roll with you there. Texas says, "What doesn't Jack like?" Texas says, "I literally watch New Yorkers put eggs on their pop tarts." No, New Yorkers will eat street pizza,
and it's phenomenal.
Texas says, "I'd love to see Process rip a heater after Skyline." It's a great point, because he had to leave there and rip a heater immediately. Absolutely. Outside, didn't he? He didn't even get to the car. He was in the parking lot as he reached in and got his Parliament cigarette. It's divisive. It's not something I can't believe we went to 5 o'clock today. What did Blank say? What's Blank up to?
Skyline is offense to food, which him hating Skyline is the least surprising thing ever.
I would agree with that. I feel like I think my biggest thing is I don't have a strong opinion on this. Like, you have a strong opinion on this. Other people, I'm getting texts all over the place, have strong opinions on such a thing.
That being said, I don't like the five ways. I don't like the beans on it. I get it either a three way or a four way with onion. I like the onion.
Texas says, "Cream needs to humble Nick Valvano in the eating contest. Enough of the Italian talk already. Get him Jack."
I mean, that's the goal. If Nick's man enough to show up tomorrow and not hide behind running LSL.
Texter, we need to discuss that. Has that been discussed behind the scenes?
No. It has, but we have not found a solution yet.
Texter says, "Mac loves Skyline, so no way in hell Rummage gives it up." That's a great point.
That is a phenomenal point. What does Rummage like more, Skyline or Roosters?
Texas says, "Did Grossman ever finally get set up on that blind date?"
No.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on there.
I think he got the $100 gift card, and then it just ended at that.
Once the gift card came through, that was it?
I think
he used
so.
You to get the gift card? Oh, Texas says, "Does Process smoke on the toilet after Skyline?"
Not the toilet here.
Yes, and he drinks a Bang energy drink. Texas says, "Crean is correct. Chili doesn't have beans." Okay, well, there you go. All right, that's fine. I don't have a hot take on this. Texas says, "You guys need to play the Stanky Leg song with Sankey." You don't even know what that is.
Yes,
do
I
you?
Do.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Texter says, "Did you guys hear Lloyd Gardner this morning talk about playing with his wife? It was taken out of context at 7:52. Thank you. Thank you for that. We will always use that help. 437-9680. All right, so we've talked about Stoops at SEC Media Day. We did the Satterfield talk in the 4 o'clock hour as well. I want to play something back next segment that Futek said as well. I thought he was a good get today on College Football News. Obviously appreciate John Hale joining us. Can we play this from yesterday? Jeff Greer talked about this yesterday. I'm taking a left turn here in the sports radio. It's the 5 o'clock hour. I should give you Stoops. I'll give you Stoops. I'll give you Satterfield. But quickly, I did want to talk about this. Greg Sankey yesterday in his SEC Media Days opening event talked about transfer portal. Talked about the transfer portal, I should say. Take a listen, and then I have a question for you guys on the back end of all of this.
What attention is owed to transfers who seek a greener pasture but instead lose their scholarship opportunity? This year's transfer portal had over 1,600 FBS scholarship recipients enter. There are still 1,100 active in that portal. Across all Division I sports, over 13,000 entered and over 11,000 still remain. There's not enough information for me to explain that data, but we have a responsibility to dig deeper. Because it's not good enough just to provide flexibility. We have to understand the impacts of our decision making. We also have to understand how to support an environment that provides more flexibility, permits legitimate transfers while holding to account those who tamper and want to turn college rosters into their personal recruiting grounds.
Okay, so there's a number of things here. The first thing that I want to ask, I want you to think about this, Jackie boy, because I'm trying to come up with the answer myself, and it's the take on this Tuesday, is this. I don't know what will be, I don't know the final numbers when we get to the, you know, when the teams get going, right? Like when we get going in college basketball, we'll see at some point here, there'll be, you know, I should know this. Is there a time like you need to register for classes like in the next month, right? Like school starts in 3 weeks at a lot of these places, right? Like,
I mean, you would sign up for classes like, at least, you
well,
know.
Sidney Curry just committed. Yeah, I mean, and Marcus like, Carr just committed.
You would normally sign up for classes in like April.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
if you're signing up now, you're getting the BS classes and the BS times.
Well, who cares about the classes?
Yeah, unless you're a student athlete.
At what point are the rosters full? And I think we would all agree, would we not, that they're getting rather full. Right, I mean, that's where we are, okay? We've talked about Marcus Carr. We're still talking about Jalen Dern, who is not a transfer portal. He will be a true recruit, a reclassification. The reason I bring it up, Kofi Coburn as well, that's the other name I was thinking of. The reason I bring it up is the number is going to be, would it not, in the hundreds that are not going to find their way to a team? Do you feel bad for them? Do you feel bad for them? That's what I'm asking. I don't know the answer. Is there anyone local that there's no one local that would have fallen into that? Like Josh Nickleberry took a big step. He committed what months ago, right? Josh Nickleberry took a substantial step down from a guy that was seen to be a guy that could shoot at the ACC level, right? For Chris Mack in Louisville. And then he ended up at LaSalle. If Josh Nickleberry were still out there today, would you feel bad for him? I'm using him as an excuse, right? I mean, most of the time, the guys around here, I mean, Aiden Gahan went to Grand Canyon. These guys took massive, massive steps back. Q Slaz went from starting damn near, 10 games? Third of the season, more than that this season for U of L. You can insert your joke there. I understand. Q Slaz went to Iona. Now,
Ricky P, baby.
Well, I mean, the part of that is the changing, not the standard, but how we view that recruiting class. I mean, that's the take. We've had that take. Striebel gets back next week. Good God, we can dive into that in July over that. But I'm asking, is there going to be like what's this? What is going to be the lesson? And I would say there's not going to be one. Okay, because look at guys going pro. Guys go pro all the time that we know don't have a chance to make it in the NBA. Now, they are getting the best information that they've got, the way that it's now structured, where you can go multiple times, you can come back to school, you can have, you know, quote-unquote agents working on your behalf. You're gathering data that if you're 53rd, okay, did you know you're going to be 53rd? Like, I think David Johnson got the data. Hey, you're probably, we're going to try to get you up to the earlier parts of the second round, right? Like, he's not getting back from the NBA that he's going to be the 14th pick. That's not what he he's decided to go pro. And so I just wonder if we're going to get a local example of this, and I'm wondering if there's going to be a learning lesson to this, or if it's just going to be one of those things that we see guys enter the transfer portal knowing that it's a risk. Now, I think some things are done, but I mean, are done. Yeah, I think some things are just assumed or done or whatever it is. But I don't know what the answer is there, because I think most guys that are leaving, some leave and it's like, yo, why are you leaving? Right? Like, it's like coaches are like, yo, what's going on here?
And then some leave and you're like, we didn't really want them anyway.
And then some leave and you're like, it makes a ton of sense. And Louisville has fallen into that a couple different times this offseason. Would you feel bad for Q-Slaz? If you were still out there right now, it's July 20th right now. If Q-Slaz is still available in the transfer portal, you feeling bad for him?
I think the more important question is I don't think there would be a small percentage that would feel bad for him, but it was his decision to leave. So, I mean, I don't really feel bad from that standpoint.
Yeah.
I think my question would be, let's say if he was still available, Louisville still has that scholarship available, and Q-Slaz goes, I actually want to come back. Would Chris Mack take him back?
I think you would. I think you absolutely would. So I'm interested to see what the next few weeks or months do. I'm interested. Texas says, Andy, I'm embarrassed we called them the Super Six and they didn't play power and they aren't playing Power Five ball. I'm embarrassed.
They're not even playing Power Five ball. They're not even playing like high mid-major.
It is shocking. If you would have told me that Josh Nickleberry ends up at LaSalle and oh, goodness, who else? My mind's blanking. Gahan ends up in Grand Canyon and Q-Slaz Iona.
I mean, Q-Slaz was ranked 320th.
Yeah, that's understandable.
So, I mean, like,
yeah, but we were also sold how the whole thing around him was how he could play at the ACC level.
Yeah.
And then what happened then? And then he went to Iona. So sometimes the narrative and the recruiting guys are right, and it's okay to just say that. On the other end, what did Mark Stoops say? And a Scott Satterfield question we'll tell you next.
Are you looking for your next opportunity in the workforce? Look no further. UPS Jobs Kentucky is now hiring at upsjobsky.com. Right now, we are offering up to $18.50 an hour. You may even be eligible for a program that helps you graduate college completely debt-free and could also include a $325 a month living allowance paid directly to you. Follow us at UPS Jobs Kentucky and apply today at upsjobsky.com.
There's nothing more important than a child's health. That's why Body Armor Sports Drink is proud to partner with Walmart and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, raising funds for 156 children hospitals across the U.S. Children's hospitals are on the front lines when it comes to protecting the health of our future generations. But they are not alone. Please join Body Armor Sports Drink to support the cause. Together, when we change kids' health, we change the future. Go to ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org to donate and learn more. That's ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org.
GE Appliances is hiring full-time for all shifts. Join our manufacturing team and make up to $660 per week. Apply today at MakeItAtThePark.com. Make a difference. Make it at GE Appliance Park.
Head over to the GE Appliances Podcast Center on ESPNLouisville.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Mark's a fan of country music and a friend of Toby Keith, and he and I share an early foundational element of our careers, which is house painting. He, during his high school time, me early in college, and then I was motivated to perform well academically. University of Kentucky head football coach Mark Stoops.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
By the way, what do we think of Nick Saban? That came out today. It was like, Bryce Young, my quarterback's made pretty much $1 million. Like, what are we doing here? I thought all of this was going to be out there. Bryce Young, who I thought would make a lot of money, even though he hasn't played as the starting quarterback for Alabama bleeping football, I would have found out that he is a deal worth $500K. Why is everything being quiet about this? Like, wow, Kentucky reached out, the name, image, and likeness with Jalen Duren. Well, tell us what's part of it. I'm interested in what's part of it. What are we doing here? 437. Sorry, I don't know why. You know, there's two things bothering me today. Let me tell you about Royals Hot Chicken. That's not one of them. And then there's something that's really bothering me today that I need to get to. That I know people don't care, but, you know, indulge me for a second. This is a good deal, and it's tomorrow. Tomorrow, Wednesday, July 21st, Royals Hot Chicken on Taylorsville Road in J-Town is giving away free chicken sandwiches. This is tomorrow, Wednesday, July the 21st. Get yours in one of four Nashville-style heat levels or try the classic fried. No purchase is necessary. Again, this is just tomorrow and just the Taylorsville Road J-Town location. Pick up one tomorrow. Again, 10305 Taylorsville Road in J-Town. Pick up one. Limit one free sandwich per guest while supplies last. So Royals Hot Chicken, we love them being part of the show here on this Tuesday. You know the other thing that's bothering me? Green, you're going to indulge me with this one. I don't know even the guy's name. The organizer of the Olympics? They're like, the story's coming out today. Like, why would you leak that? Well, you know, I mean, again, the opening ceremonies are Friday. Today, it's Tuesday afternoon at 5:32. I don't know what time it is there. I have no idea. I have no idea what time it is right now in Tokyo. There could be a last-second cancellation of the games. Like, dude, everybody is there. Like, Team USA basketball arrived today. Like, I saw the video of them hours ago, all arriving at the airport. Everyone's masked up. They had everything away from them and everything else. It's like, you let these people fly across. This is not going to Dallas. This is not me going up to Cincinnati an hour and 25 minutes up the road. What are we doing here? If you're going to, like, what's going to happen COVID-wise? And I guess the answer is maybe in Tokyo a lot. But what's going to happen within the Olympic Village that you didn't think was going to happen, that in like 2 days you would go from having the Olympics to, like, don't give me that. You're not going to cancel the damn Olympics. Get out of here. And I did read that so many of the venues, since there will be no fans, will just be afterwards bulldozed, and they will have never had fans in them. Like, I was seeing a couple of those. But that's
the
fun.
Most Olympics thing
But that's
ever.
Fun. If they want to, like, I don't care about it. Don't give me the, well, they still, last second cancellation. I'm like, what's going on? You have all these people traveling across the world. What are we doing here? I mean, the opening ceremony is like 48 hours. Ay, ay, ay. I don't even care. I really don't care. Other than a few of the big, I care that we win men's, women's basketball. I would say swimming, some, you know, gymnastics stuff, the people that are supposed to win.
Yeah.
And then it's just, give me the most gold, give me the most medals. After that, I mean, it's like, great.
Just win everything.
Yeah, just win. I'm an ugly American.
Dominate it.
I'm telling you, I'm an ugly American about this.
I mean, we should win everything.
Oh,
we're supposed to be superior.
Texter says 437-9680. How do you not eat hot chicken and you're from Buffalo? I'm sorry. My body can't eat hot chicken. I get the classic fried when I go to Royals. It's not. It's how my body's
and it's
made
damn
up.
Damn good fried chicken.
Yeah, it's how my body's made up, and I get the extra ranch and I get the extra homemade ranch and honey mustard, and that's what I do. So leave me alone. If I could eat hot foods like that, I totally would. But I can't. I know my weaknesses. It makes me sweat. It hurts my stomach. How about that? By the way, I got a birthday coming up. My wife asked me this, Jack. What if I bought you a massage? You have anything on that? You have nothing.
Would you want the massage?
I mean, yeah, we'll take a massage.
Massage.
Okay, well, there we go. All right, we'll take the massage. I'll take the massage. All right. You ever had a massage?
No, I haven't.
Would you want to get a couple's massage? With Strebel, of course. Yeah, I'm not going. I know somebody. I'll get you a good deal.
All right.
I would love for you to do that. 437-9680. This is the way today's show is going to end. But you did ask me that. Are you interested in all, at all, I should say, in the Manning story?
No, at all.
Literally,
I could care less.
Peyton Manning and Eli Manning calling an alternate Monday Night Football,
like, congratulations,
for 10 weeks.
The normal broadcast sucks, so maybe that'll be better.
Oh, did they have a podcast? What, the Mannings?
No, I'm saying the normal Monday Night Football broadcast.
You said broadcast. I thought you said podcast.
No, broadcast.
Okay, yeah. It's okay. Everyone's way too hard on the Monday Night Football broadcast. Like, they have to do, listen, Booger was bad. That group was bad. And Tessitore, well, you notice how great Joe Tessitore is?
I love Tessitore.
Now that he's back on the SEC.
That's where he belongs.
Like, slobbering on over the SEC. That's who he is. It's who he is. And yes, Mark Stoops is on the SEC Network, but this is from earlier today, is it not?
Their way, but there's no book. There's no easy way, that's for sure.
I think one of the hardest things, and I feel like I've watched every step
of this. Oh, this is fine bomb.
Is trying to preach a message of patience when the patience is running out. But you were right at the brink. We talked about it. Mm-hmm. You survived, and we all know what you're doing now. But how do you internalize that when you're really not sure?
Yeah, there's no way to fully explain what you're going through at that time, because, you know, it is true. There's so much external pressure, you know, that you just can't stop nowadays. There's so much with social media, with media and just everything. It gets out of control very quickly. But still, what every coach will tell you is that pressure really comes from within and wanting to deliver, not for a paycheck, not for, you know, anything but your kids, for your program, for your fans. And that pressure is immense. You know, you really, you know, I still, you know, feel that. You and I were just talking about when you're going back to work and ready to go. And, like, I'm ready tomorrow. Like, we're back. And, you know, you just feel an immense pressure to deliver for the people that have invested so much. You know, your fans, your administration, your donors. You know, there's a lot that you just want to do good for them. And really, most important, your players. And, you know, those guys bust their tail, man. They're there all summer. They don't get many days off. They're humping it. They're out there and sweating. And, you know, you really want to deliver for them.
It.
Well, let's talk about your team.
Turn this down for a second. What a payoff. I force feed you Mark Stoops sound at 5:38, and he drops they hump it on Paul Feinbaum on like 300 affiliates.
Of some of the things we've talked about, the recruiting, putting a good staff together. So what does this feel like to you?
I am very excited. You know, it's every coach that sits here, you know that. Every year, you've been here a long time, and you know that, is going to say that. But for me, Paul, I really do. I feel like, you know, maybe it's because of the change offensively. Maybe it's because of the, you know, the talent or the recruiting, you know, year after year improving that. But I really feel like we're putting ourselves in a position to compete at a higher level. And now you have to go do it. And that's the fun of the competition and everything else. There's no guarantees. But there is one guarantee. If you're not doing the things right, you're certainly going to lose and you're going to fail. So I know our players and our staff have, you know, really worked hard. I feel good about it. I love the changes that we made offensively. I feel very good. I know there'll be improvement there. Defensively, we'll continue, you know, the tradition that we have of playing extremely hard and being fundamentally sound. And so I feel really good about the team and where we're at and optimistic.
Coach, you mentioned the schedule, and you know, this year, because of NIL and getting back on the road and every other imagine, but mainly recruiting, June was an extraordinarily busy month. But when you get to this point, you don't just show up for work tomorrow. I mean, how intricate does your plan, your planner look from now until the first game?
Yeah, very detailed, you know, really all the time. I mean, with us, we were talking off air, and it was like that for every one of us coaches. June was extremely different, but so necessary. You know, players, high school players needed to get back on your campus. You know, we needed to have camps. We needed to evaluate guys, official visits, unofficial visits, and all that, and just get back to communicating and seeing people face to face was fantastic. But it led to a very busy month, you know, for your staff. So, you know, there is a fine line there, and you and I were talking, and I was even, you know, thinking about it because I'm bringing my guys back early. But there's a, I just feel like there's a lot to do. We have a new offensive system, and you know, and big thing for me is I don't like getting too far away from our players. I want our players seeing us in there. I want us being around them. We have every Wednesday we do a cookout with them. It's just something I do. That, but it's coaches grilling and playing backyard games. But I want them to see us. I want them spending time with us. I don't want them to come back and say, where the heck you guys been? What beat you been on for 3 weeks? You know what I mean? I want them to get around us and feel that we care about them. You know, so that's, you know, one of the main reasons why I come back this early.
Yeah, I know that this has been one of the questions. There's so many questions. I mean, there's standard questions. You, mm-hmm. you get them all day. This is your last mm-hmm. visit. So, but the vaccine question was raised by the commissioner. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to forfeit a game, but also nobody wants to go through what you and everyone else had to endure last year. But it's also delicate. So as the players start showing back up, what do you tell them in relation to the vaccine?
I show them the statistics about where we're at. I show them the statistics about, you know, what the experts are saying, and have them, you know, go over all that. And at the end of the day, it's an individual choice. I by no means am going to pressure somebody one way or the other. Give them as much information as they can and let them make the decisions, you know. And so that's where I stand with it. I think we're at a point where we can hit a reachable mark. That would, you know, help facilitate a somewhat normal schedule, but I can't guarantee that at this point.
In as a coach, and do you feel incumbent upon yourself just to give them the information versus saying, this is what I think you should do?
Yeah, I think when it gets to a situation like this, I think, you know, I don't feel comfortable at all saying this is what I think you should do. I have no problem saying this is what I'm going to do.
Right.
And, you know, and these are what experts say, and these are what statistics say. Now you make your own decision.
The other issue, which is also complex, it's not as sensitive in terms of explanation, but the NIL story mm-hmm. has been out there, and every coach is dealing mm-hmm. with it differently. How are you going to approach that with your players?
Well, with the NIL, you know, for us, number one is just like every coach has said, you got to educate them, you got to help them. If you, every coach that's up here, you know, I've been here 9 years. Certainly I've learned a few things over the years, but I've always, you know, always taken the approach. I feel like I'm the head coach at the University of Kentucky for those players.
Right.
I'm there for them. I don't feel like they're there for me. And so I need to do everything I can for them to help them in all areas of their life. And that's not some BS coach spiel stuff. That's the truth. And my players know that. That's the approach I have with them. I'm going to put, you know, there's not one person that's going to talk to them that's going to waste their time. You know, if they're talking to the team, then they're there for a reason, and they're going to help them. And, you know, and that's the way, you know, I go about my business. And so, you know, this is just another area now where we have to help them. You know, we can't get in the middle of it and coordinate all that. I mean, some of that junk's going to go on, Paul. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. You've been around this league a long time. You know, that's not, you know, we're going to continue to have strong relationships with players. We're going to continue to develop players. You want to go somewhere for money? Go ahead. You know what I mean? We'll help you. We'll help facilitate that. You know what I mean? And educate you as best you can. That stuff's going to go on. Let's not joke. Let's not put our head in the sand, you know, but, you know, so, but my point is every coach you talk to wants to help players. I believe that. I know I do. And this is just another big piece of it.
Which brings us to another issue. Gene Chizik was here about an hour ago opining about the transfer portal, and every coach has an opinion on that. But is there a message there? You want your players to feel comfortable, but you don't want them to overreact. You don't want them to dive in a pool with a cement bottom.
Yeah, I think, you know, the portal has been good to us, but that's not to say that it's always going to be that way, you know. And what do you, how do you feel for these players that think, you know, they're a little disgruntled or something. They think they're going to go somewhere, and they're not. You know, and they're not. I think we had one player leave and went to a Power 5 school. And I was on the phone with the other Power 5 schools telling them to take them. You know what I mean? And trying to help all of them. But, I mean, I had one. You know what I mean? And so I don't know. But, you know, I hope they're happy. I mean, it, sometimes kids just want to go somewhere and play. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, if they just want to go to a lower level and just play ball and they maybe feel like they can't at your school, then so be it. But I think we all feel for the guys that don't land on their feet and they lose that scholarship. Because, you know, I think we do lose sight a little bit, Paul, with the name, image, and likeness of how much we pour into these players.
Right.
I mean, we pour our hearts and souls and finances into these players in every area of their life as much as we can. Every one of us that's coming through here, you know, and we bust our tail for them. And I think we all, you know, would want a little more for them. Is this the answer? I don't know. To think it's not going to change our game, we'd be silly to think this is not going to change our game.
And finally on that, because, you know, there are doomsdayers out there who, I mean, Kentucky's a proud football school. It goes back Paul Bryant and beyond that. You know, there are a lot of old line fans that that just do see this as the end of the road, that it's never going to be the same. You're from a football family, coaching and playing. I mean, I know how you feel about it on one level, but as a traditionalist, how do you feel?
I feel sad as a traditionalist. You know what I mean? That it's going to change. Again, I'm all for you could ask every one of my players who get up here. They know very clearly how I feel about them and how I'll fight for them. There is no doubt about that. You know, I could be a good coach, bad coach, whatever. My players know I love them and care about them and work for them. But, you know, that side of it, I think it's going to change our game. I don't think there's any way around it. There's no way it can't.
Always great to see you, Coach. You've been so kind to us when we've talked.
All right, there you go. There's Paul Feinbaum and Mark Stoops there. A texter says at 437-9680, and we're going to take a break here. Maybe we can try to find this during the break and play this after. I thought this was a better, I don't know if an explanation, but a better answer for Mark Stoops on the vaccination stuff. And I know people don't want to hear this. But, I mean, I think that, you know, Kentucky trying to get to, what is it, 80%? Is that the magical number that's kicking around college football that we're all under the assumption Louisville is over 80%? I think Scott Satterfield has said in previous meetings, whether it be press conferences, you know, Zooms, whatever, or with any of our shows, that all the coaches were vaccinated. I mean, that's going to be, man, that's going to be an issue. Where, you know, Kentucky football, Louisville football, but now that we know that Kentucky is under the threshold, Kentucky football, what that update is going to be in a couple weeks, whatever it is, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whenever UK football media day is absolutely going to be something that's followed here. A texter wants to know if that was a gutless answer from Stoops. It's not a gutless answer. What it is Mark Stoops trying to play both sides of the fence while playing a little bit more the, hey, get vaccinated publicly. Privately, I don't know what the message is from them. Texas says at least Stoops said humping. I mean, wasn't it worth it? Wasn't that like 7 minutes worth it for him to say that? The vaccination thing with Kentucky is going to be one of the big stories. Get used to it. Get used to it. It's going to be a big story for UK football in the next few weeks. How they do with vaccinations is going to be something that we talk about. That sound presented by UPSJobsKY.com, Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance, big on commitment, and Body Armor Sports Drink. Quick break. We'll wrap up the show next.